You're listening to SBS News.
To Brexit or not to Brexit? That is the question that still divides this nation and the parliament that rules over it. Stratford-upon-Avon is the birthplace of the Bard, and during the referendum campaign, both sides claimed William Shakespeare would have backed their cause. But the result here mirrored the nationwide outcome, 52% leave, 48% remain. Despite the fact this is a town that's very much reliant on overseas visitors. In one of the many tourist shops, we met Carol Wheeler, who's fed up with politics as usual. This election, she's backing the Brexit Party.
It's split the country, I know it has, but I think we should go with what the people originally voted for.
Can the country heal, return to what it used to be?
I hope so. I think it would have done quicker if it had all happened when it should have happened. Maybe take a bit longer now, but I think we need to get out.
She's not the only one switching allegiance to Nigel Farage in this normally safe Conservative Party seat. Michael Stefanishin normally votes for the Tories, but will also back the Brexit Party. Not everyone in his family agrees with his choice.
I have a nephew who's worked abroad in Holland, in Groningen, and obviously he's worked in Europe for over 3 years now. He has a completely different opinion to my own. My brother, he lives in this country, but he's of the opinion that, you know, he supports the European Union. So, yes, it's true, and we have had many arguments over it, and that's how divided people are.
Magda Strazak has a very different point of view. She moved to Stratford-upon-Avon from Poland more than a decade ago and owns a cafe. She couldn't vote in the referendum and won't be able to in the upcoming election either.
Basically, people around me, they decide what's going on. Obviously for the reason that, well, this is not my country, that was my choice to come here. But anyway, I call this place my home, and I would like to have a right to decide.
One thing nearly everyone agrees on, Brexit is a drama that's been running far too long. While Mike Evans will vote for the anti-Brexit Liberal Democrats in December, he says he's ready to concede the battle is almost over, that it's time to move on.
I think it gets to a stage now where historically I was Remain, but we are where we are, and I think you've got to unite now, and a divisive country is a dangerous place to be, and I don't want to be in a place where, you know, politics can suddenly become quite personal and dangerous.
But there's no guarantee an election will unite this sceptred isle once again. In Stratford-upon-Avon, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.